Mr. Hearn, what is the scale of this exhibit's success?
The exhibit is actually one of the largest, if not the largest, museum exhibitions ever mounted by the museum, because it occupies something like 30,000 square feet. It's taken over virtually all of the Chinese galleries in the museum for the permanent collection, as well as the permanent galleries for the Costume Institute, and even one small space in the Egyptian wing, so that we are spread out across three floors. And so it's really a vast undertaking. So just from the point of view of scale alone, it is a very grand undertaking.
Yes, I had the privilege of visiting just last weekend, and I don't recall I've ever been to a Met exhibit that was on three floors like that before.
We wanted to tie the show together. The concept behind the show is to present the inspiration that China has provided to Western designers across several centuries, beginning with chinoiserie in the 17th and 18th century, and coming right down to the present. And we felt it would be very meaningful to place these costumes within the Chinese galleries to juxtapose works of art from the Chinese collections with these Western fashions, to really make the point that various ways of in which Western designers have taken, drawn inspiration from Chinese traditional art.
And it was very striking seeing not only the costumes, but the use of film and music. It really combined a number of media. It was really quite striking.
The premise of the exhibition, which was curated by Andrew Bolton from the Costume Institute, but which we were very happy to collaborate with him and bring the expertise of our Chinese specialists to bear on the show, was that China has been a source of inspiration, starting with export fabrics and blue and white ceramics, and then subsequently, as museum collections developed in the West, these collections became a source of inspiration. And finally, in the 30s and later, cinema was a very important source of giving people an impression about what Chinese life or Chinese fashion was all about. So it became a very significant part of the exhibition to choose films starting in the 1930s that portrayed China either by Western filmmakers or subsequently by Chinese filmmakers themselves.
And a prominent film in the exhibit is some of the sound and some of the film from The Last Emperor.
Yes, so the exhibition begins with a series of galleries that present three ages of Chinese culture. The Imperial Age, which is typified by the dragon robe of the Qing Dynasty emperors. The Republican Era, which is typified by the Qi Pao, which is a very slender, close-fitting dress for women. And finally, the Maoist Era, where the Mao suit became the one fashion that unified all of China, and which in turn had its impact on Western designers. So those three ages are really set forth in the opening sections of the exhibition.
And why do you think this exhibit has been so successful? It was extended for 3 weeks.
I think that China is a subject that people are fascinated by. We recognize that China has become politically and economically a major force on the world stage today, but that there's still a need for us to understand its culture. And the fact that there is this long tradition of imagining China in the West, sometimes it's more fantasy than reality, makes it clear that the West is still struggling to come to a deeper appreciation and understanding of what Chinese culture and what Chinese civilization is all about. But the very fact that China is such a prominent part of the show, I think, has made it enormously popular, not to mention the fact that the dresses themselves are so sumptuous and beautiful. It's clear that people find that very easy to relate to.
Yes, I think they do. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Hearn.
You're most welcome. It's so nice to talk with you.